Okay, are we ready? I think we can call it to order. I think it's 5:30. Go ahead and call to order. Would you do a roll call again for us, Craig?
Smith?
Yes.
Duffy?
Yes.
Van Bosma?
Aye.
Scott?
Yes.
Curtis?
Yes. So I think we've determined everybody's here. We have a quorum. Before we approve the agenda, does anybody have any questions or concerns that they want to move anything from the consent agenda down to new business before we approve the agenda? If not, I would ask for a motion to approve the agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Great, thank you.
Van Bosma?
Aye.
Smith?
Yes.
Duffy?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Curtis?
Yes. Next, I'll ask for a motion then to approve the consent agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Van Bosma?
Aye.
Smith?
Yes.
Duffy?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Curtis?
Yes. Moving on to communications, the publications, we've got the Panther Press from the 13th and the 20th. Do we have any public comments, Craig?
No, no.
Great. We'll go on to reports. First up is the building project report.
David Dominguez, who was here last meeting, just put together a written report about the contractor meeting. So you can see they had about 25 contractors here. They were very pleased with how that went and the amount of interest there already is. Thought it went very, very well, and also included a photo. I think Pete Perez had taken a photo, so he included that on there as well.
Very nice. And were there a lot of local contractors there?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Good.
And one of the things that I think is very helpful, because we're doing the construction management process, we break everything individually. So like landscaping will be its own bid. So we had some of the landscaping companies from the area.
Good.
We also had some that just do concrete work, just do excavation work, just do electrical work, because all of those will be separate bid packages instead of just one major general contractor then that subcontracts everything. So a lot of our local people knew that and showed up to get a little bit more information on the project about what timeline was.
Great.
And had a lot of interest in trying to be part of the project. So I think that would be good.
Sounds great. Good. Any questions from any of my board members? Anybody? Good. Okay. Next is activities. Ryan Poulsen put together a nice report. I think he's probably been very busy over the last few weeks with the new mandates and proclamations. He's doing a good job. Any question or comment on that? If not, we'll move on to superintendent report.
And I have two things for you. So looking at the district status for COVID, I put the 5-day average from last week that would have ended on Thursday. Looking at Friday's data and today's data, today's positivity rate and absentee illness rate are half of what they were on Friday.
Oh, really?
I had a chance to talk to Kevin Kincaid today, and he said their hospital is in much better shape today than it was a week ago as well. So Marion County rates are down to 23.4%, where it had been 24, 25, 26.
Okay.
And so we're at least headed in the right direction.
That's good news. Mm-hmm.
Very hopeful that people will continue to follow healthy habits over the Thanksgiving break, mm-hmm. and we can keep things moving along with the numbers actually improving.
Perfect. Anything more?
No? Oh, yes, one other piece. Also talking to Kevin about hospital, they are about 6 months in and think they probably have another 6 months of extra PPE, and it's a hard job. And so we are going to be putting out, last year we did jeans fundraisers with our staff.
Mm-hmm.
This year they can wear jeans every day. That's part of what we kind of gave them for a morale boost. But we are going to ask anyone who is interested in making a donation so that we can fund, again, staff, not taxpayer dollars, but staff contributions to fund a meal for the hospital staff between Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Oh, nice.
So if your board is interested in contributing anything to that, you can leave money with Craig and we'll just collect the cash and then put together some kind of a meal sponsored by the KHS or KCSD staff sometime here in the next few weeks.
Perfect. That's a good, great way to help give them some appreciation.
Yeah. We've appreciated all of the thanks that people have done for school staff this year. We've had gift bags. I think today teachers found candy bars on their desks from some of our local churches, and they've had a lot of some gift cards and some other thank yous that they've been receiving over the last few weeks, and it goes a long way to keeping morale up. And we would like to pass that forward to another group, and we figured the hospital is a great one to pass it on to.
Perfect. I agree. Okay, we'll move on to new business then. We do not have to take a vote on this next one. We just need to review the facilities use plan and moving into tier one with the new proclamation that was put out by Governor Reynolds.
Yes, and we did move back to tier one as of last, as her her first proclamation. I was going to say, I think
last
it was Monday.
Monday
the 16th.
Mm-hmm, the 16th.
And we will continue in that and just watch data. If everything tends to get a lot better, we'll consider going back to tier two, but not until both the school and the county area data look like they're in a place where we're comfortable opening back up.
Well, we'll be in it through the end of her proclamation.
Which is December 10th.
For now.
We have a board meeting on the 13th, so perhaps at that time we'll just briefly review it, see where we're at.
Yes.
Yes, the question, what did Kevin think was going to happen after Thanksgiving?
The conversation that he and I had was his opportunity to be on the national news, we
yes.
think, had a positive impact in our area because people actually realized this is us. This isn't like us. This is us. This is what's happening right here in our own neck of the woods. And I think more people tended to have a revelation that it is something that needs to be taken very seriously because our resources are thin and we don't want them to get to a place where they can't sustain the health and other things. And he said in the last few days, again, people seem to be doing a better job of taking safety precautions. He's hopeful that, again, because we made national news, maybe that will up people's awareness and ability to follow through on some things and maybe get through Thanksgiving a little better than we might have had we not made the national
news. It could also be because we've had some pretty well-known people in our community have died
mm-hmm.
recently because of this.
Or the fact that we're so
something you blow off anymore. People that they've known and respected their whole life are in the ground now.
Yep. Yep.
Okay.
So I think all of that together kind of has created maybe a little bit better behavior.
Okay.
Yeah, I was just curious if we know of, since this is a little bit bigger gap as to whether there's a lot of people leaving the area, the state, all the rest. We just really don't know.
The bigger one's going to be Christmas break.
That's what I'm really concerned with. I'm really, really concerned with that.
And you have New Year's mm-hmm. in there, which
yeah.
granted,
but we have all of our
probably not
kids
that
coming
big
back
a deal
right
this
now
year.
Too,
but
so it's yep. we're just going to have to follow it as it goes and roll with what we have at the time. Because
yep.
we just don't have that crystal ball.
I guess in my mind, I'd like to make sure that we're maybe close to this, but keeping the school open is my primary goal,
yep.
and everything else is secondary.
I think we are all in agreement there, Marty.
All right.
Absolutely.
Yes.
So,
shall we move on to B?
Yeah.
Okay, consider second and third read of the 100 series policies. The therapy dog proposal is in here, which is new, and that's policy 106. Anybody have any questions about it? And if not, then I would ask for a motion to approve.
I move that we approve.
The board has the choice. So by law, we have to do three readings. We did the first one last month and gave people an opportunity to ask questions or voice. The board can choose to do the second reading tonight and put the third reading on December 14th, or you could combine the second and the third. Since we didn't have any questions or any concerns about that, I think the board could be comfortable doing both readings and at the same time.
Okay, then, Craig, then disregard my past motion. I move that we approve the second reading and
the third.
And the third.
And I'll second.
Scott?
Yes.
Duffy?
Yes.
Van Donsman?
Aye.
Smith?
Yes.
Curtis?
Yes. Going to move on now to the voluntary early retirement package. We have both the management fund analysis report there and the draft proposal. Do any of my fellow board members have comment or questions?
I do. I also have a question about, we have one teacher who is wanting to go early retirement right now because of she's going to become a caregiver for her, not only her husband, but also her brother-in-law, something like that. Would she be allowed to go into this?
She would not. And so Sherry and I had a conversation about this as well, and Linda. We have to be very careful about staying true to what is in the policy and what the package is. Okay. One of the things that our HR department, I think, is very good with is having individual conversations to find out, are there other things we could do to work with her to keep her? Maybe it's going part-time, maybe it's changing some hours, maybe it is taking a sabbatical instead of actually retiring at this point, to see if we can.
Well, I noticed on our consent agenda policies tonight, she was not on there, so apparently there's still a thing in process or something.
Correct. So, and she is a classified staff hourly employee, and because she had talked about waiting until January, I had asked Linda to have some conversations with her and make sure that she understands all of the different component pieces.
Okay.
Before she makes a final decision on what she wants to do. I would not recommend the board, though, change. If we would open it up to where people could retire any time of the year, teachers could go and we won't have replacements for them.
Okay.
That's really the protection for the district, as we need to get through the school year. If we allow people to go any given month.
Okay. Well, I was really asking hard. This as a point of information, so.
Yes.
I wasn't pursuing anything, I was just inquiring. What I am going to pursue is a limitation to 3 people certified. We have people who are capable and qualified to go for this, and they have good reason to go for this right now. Health reasons or family health reasons. And I just feel like I know, looking at your management thing, you had the other day, you had the capability of going for more than 3 people.
Yeah.
Has this changed?
No, so my recommendation would be that you set a limit of 3 certified and 4 non-certified, knowing that after we get applications in, the board can then come back and look at that and say you only get 1 or 2 certified and you get more non-certified, we can adjust that. But I think you have to go in with a max on each.
I just want to make sure we don't end up like Indianola and have people stand in line at minus 12 degrees because they first come, first serve.
Mm-hmm. Well, I hope it's not negative 12 anytime soon.
Yeah, I know, but it's just not a good approach. So
I understand.
I just want to make sure that
I've
polled people and I haven't found all that many people that are interested since I didn't vote last time. I did get some feedback. And so I just wanted to make sure that, we cover as, if there are interests, that we know them and that we can cover them.
Craig, and I think with the 3 and the 4, we will meet the needs that we're aware of out there. And again, if we don't have a full 3 that apply, because we're not even sure we're going to get three. We can always up the non-certified at the next meeting and say we could take a few more because we didn't give out the teacher salary.
Yeah, I only know of two.
Yep,
right now.
Okay. Is that good, Larry? Are you good with your question answered?
Along with, are you got anything more to add to that? Because
well, I was really more interested in having five certified people have the potential. Because, you know, if I have to pick an arbitrary number, three is not a very good number. Because, especially with this, what we've got going on right now. And because sometimes you don't know what's out there. Mm-hmm. And I really didn't want to do this. I don't want to go and say nine like I did last time because that's not going to fly. But three I would vote against because I don't think it's enough. I'd like to go a happy middle ground somewhere and go five.
How's that look for our numbers, though, Craig? Does that throw our numbers off pretty well? Because we have to remember we're not waiting in 3 years, right? Normally we kind of try to plan it for every 3 years, and this year, since it is COVID, we've decided to offer, this is kind of an addition to what we would normally do every 3 years. Every 2 years? Every 3 years.
Well,
so then
we haven't been consistent with it.
So
no, I
this
agree
is
with
really
that
does that make sense, Larry? It's actually above and beyond what we would.
I know it's above
know.
And beyond, but right now we are in a unique circumstance.
I agree.
And so I don't.
I understand we're in a unique circumstance. However, we still answer to the taxpayers. And remember, management fund is 100% property tax. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And we just passed a bond issue.
What if we went to four?
Four is better than three.
Think we'll get that many?
Oh.
If we don't get that many, then it's academic.
Yeah. Like we didn't get 15 last year either, or whatever the number was. I mean, we didn't come close. Did we? What was the number last year?
Nine total.
Okay. But how many certified?
Give me a second.
Because I think we had spots from last year that we never used.
Five
total last year used. Okay, so we had it open for several more than what we're taking last year. So
Craig, just for clarification, the number is set, the recommendation and the number is set because that's what we can afford.
Well,
correct.
I mean,
comfortably,
to be honest with you,
without changing anything,
we can afford
that
more.
Becomes the key statement too.
Affording more causes us to levy more for management fund,
right? Which is taxes.
Right.
We can afford this without adjusting property taxes.
Right. I'm good with that then.
So, okay. Because we, to your point, because we just had the bond issue, and we've got, I mean, we're hearing from our community members.
Well, and the biggest issue is, I mean, right now, with the numbers that I'm looking at, you know, for a certified staff member, the average cost per year is just under $21,000. And for non-certified, the average is $9,300. So it's a big difference in it.
Mm-hmm. And when you run those numbers out, your replacement costs, for some of these people that are leaving at their salary, mm-hmm. compared to what the replacement cost is going to be significant.
Right, but it's also two different funds.
I understand. I fully understand that. I do understand that.
Mm-hmm. In my management fund analysis, you can see that I'm already estimating increase in management fund levy by $50,000. So. You
that
know,
was,
there's probably
that was through the insurances and mm-hmm. other line items.
Yeah, and some of that is, you know, a lot of that insurance stuff are estimates, but
I guess I just want to make sure the people who are in a position where, for their life and for their lifestyle, if this is the best possible thing for them to do is to retire early, I want them to have that option.
And Larry, I think
I know we have some people with some actual physical issues that this is going to be this is something that's important.
Right. And no matter what number you set tonight, you know, we're going to send out the early retirement application to everybody in the district that's eligible. So everybody's going to have that, you know, same time, we're going to email it out. And then, you know, we'll see, you know, we'll set a deadline on that, see what applications come back, and if we need, you know, if we see that need to come back to the board and say, hey, we really need to look at the number, we can do that.
Okay.
If that contingency is part of the motion, I could live with it.
Yeah, I'll go with that.
So, yeah, so what I'm hearing is if we have five who turn in an application for certified and six for classified, that'll come back to the board for discussion.
Yeah,
okay.
I'd say
okay.
I
like that. So then
I can live with
we
that.
Can
I mean, because
on.
If we, you know,
I just don't
get
want
those numbers that are
this person.
What is you know the number set, the cap?
That's nice.
Yep. Then we can bring it back to the board and say, yep. Okay.
Okay.
But we have to set a number to get started.
So we haven't pounded this in the stone.
You don't have to, but I would.
But yes. So there's fluidity.
I can live with that.
I'm going to ask for a motion then.
So moved.
What
to approve the
what's the motion?
Your projection that you have
to approve
down.
Is recommended.
Okay.
One of the things I do want to point out on the draft proposal, Craig and I did add in the second paragraph, the very last sentence, we added a sentence in there today. Due to uncertain economic conditions, mm-hmm. this level of incentive will likely not be the same in the future. We thought it was only fair that people understand that if this is the package you want and you're qualified,
okay.
this would be your year to take it because we don't know if we'll be able to keep the same level of package in how far into the future, depending on what the economy does and what.
Which is reasonable because nobody knows what tomorrow is.
Yeah. Correct.
That's fair. And transparent. So thank you.
Yes. Yep. And in the past, we've pretty much, I think, given the perception that we didn't plan to make any changes. Mm-hmm. And now I'm not that confident because of economics. Mm-hmm. And so I think we need to just be very clear with our folks about that.
Can we
also work with that one person, if possible, like you mentioned sabbatical or some kind of part-time thing to get her through the end of the year?
I know that Linda has already reached out.
Okay.
Not much interest.
She has, but I don't know if it came back negative so far, so I'm just...
But we can reach out again.
Okay.
Okay, so from here,
we have a motion.
We need a second.
We just need a second.
Second on that.
And also,
those contingencies.
Smith?
Yes.
Duffy?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Gertz?
Yes. Now?
Can I withdraw that yes?
Or you meant to?
I'll just recuse. Since it passed. Thank you.
We weren't even.
Yeah,
I wasn't going to go home and have a 2-2 again. Nor was I going to have to field the phone calls from others.
I appreciate that about you, Marty.
There you go.
Okay, now we need to move into closed session and I need to have a motion to.
I move we go into closed session.
Second. Yeah.
Thank
you.
Duffy?
Yes.
And Donsley?
Aye.
Smith?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Gertis?
Yes.